Shalom Aleichem Aboisai, Shalom from Yerushalayim Yirah Kodesh. Beizah Hashem Yisborach, we're about to begin the eighth topic of Parsha Shmini, Tumas Nevela and Tumas Shmoina Shrotzim. Perek Yud Aleph, Posuk Chof Dalid through Posuk Mem. Ule Eile Titamo'u, Kolonagia Benivoloso Mitmoado Orev. And to the following animals, if you touch them when they're dead, you will become Tomei until nightfall. That doesn't mean to say that once nightfall comes, you automatically become Tohor. Rather, if you went to the mikvah by day, then comes nightfall, you will become Tohor. And if you carried the dead animal, then surprisingly enough, that Tumah is more Chomer, even if you didn't touch the dead animal. But you carried it, not only do you become Tomei, now your clothing also become Tomei, and you and your clothing are Tomei until nightfall. And as I mentioned before, the Tumah doesn't pop off by nightfall. Rather, if you and your clothing were in the mikvah by day, then comes nightfall, they will become Tohor. Says Rashi, le'eile ho'asidim le'heyom le'mata b'inyon, the list I'm about to tell you. Titamou, kloimal, it doesn't mean become Tomei. There's no mitzvah to become Tomei. Rather, binegi osom yesh tuma. If you touch them, you will become Tomei. V'chol anoisim nivlosom, kol mokum shenemro tumas maso. Whenever you find in the Torah tumas maso, that you become Tomei by carrying something, chamuro mitumas mago. That tuma is more chomer than touching it. Because mago is only mitame you, the person. But maso, shituno kibus bugodim, it's mitame your bugodim also, and you need to have your clothing in a mikvah also. Yechabes in the posuk does not mean to wash in a washing machine, rather in a mikvah. Posuk chovov lechol abehimo asher hi mafreses parso v'shes ha'ineno shoysas v'geiro ineno ma'alot me'im heim lochem kol anegea bohem yitmo. Any animal that its hooves are partially split but not completely, and that is referring to a camel, and surely other animals that their hooves are not split at all, or an animal that vegeiro ineno malo, doesn't chew its cud. In other words, any animal with one or no simone tahara. Tmei mehem lochem, such animals when they die, even if theoretically are shechted, but their shechita means nothing. And therefore, a dead animal in any which way of such a type of animal will be tomei. And if you touch them, you will become tomei. A dead kosher animal that we'll see later on in Posuk Lamed Tes. Says Rashi Mafreses, Parso v'shoysas, v'shesa ineno shoysas, kegoin gomo, a camel, sheparsozo izduko milamalo, its hoof is split on the top, avo lemato himuchuberes, on the bottom it's connected. A dead corpse of a tomei animal, not kosher animal, is metame. Umeinyan shebesoifa parsho, in Posuk Lamed Tes, Pirish al behema toiro, we'll see it over there. Posuk chov zayin vechoi loylech al kapo vebechol achayo haoyleches al arba temei mehem lochem kol anugia benivlosom yitmo ad ha'orev. And similarly, any animal with 4 feet that walks on its paws, for instance, a dog, a bear, or a cat, they also are tomei. Tomei in this context means if they're dead and you touch them, you will become tomei until the evening. Of course, after you went to the mikvah, the nightfall will make you tohor. Says Rashi al Kapov, a paw, kegoin kelev v'doy v'chatul, a dog, a bear, and a cat, and any other such type of animal. Those animals don't have hooves, they have paws. Tmei mehem lochem lemago. We're not talking about not eating them, that we know already. We're talking about becoming tomei. Posuk chovches v'anuisiyet nivlo som yechabeiz begodov v'tomei ado orev t'mei mehem lochem. And just like we saw before, regarding tumas masa of the animals with one siman taharo, the same halacha applies to this hoylech al kapov. If you carry their nevela, you become even more tomei. So much so that your begodim, your clothing become tomei. You and your clothing are tomei until nightfall after you and your clothing went to the mikvah. Posuk chovtez v'zelochem atomei basheretz asheretz ala oretz hachoyled v'ho'achbor v'atzov liminehu. And the following shrotzim, Rashi told us above, the word shrotzim means a creature with small feet that when it crawls on the ground, it's moving. It looks it's moving, but it doesn't look like it's walking because it's just crawling across. The following eight shrotzim will be mitameyu. We're not talking about the isra achil over here. We're talking about that if you touch them when they're dead, you will become tomei. There are eight of them. I don't know the translation, or I don't understand the translation of all of them. I'll share with you the ones that I know. Ha-choyled ve-ho-achbo. A choyled is either a rat or a weasel. Ho-achbo is a mouse. Ve-hatsov is something that looks like a frog, because the Mishnah in Taros often compares it to a frog. A frog is tohor, and a tzov is tomei, but I don't know the exactly what it is. Ho-anoko. The next pasuk, ve'anoko ve'akoyar ve'alato'o ve'achoymet ve'atin chomes. A anoko is a porcupine. A koyach, I do not know what it is. A leto is a lizard. A choymet is a snail. Ve'atin chomes is a mole. Says Rashi pasuk chof tes v'zelochem atomei kol tumos halolu inon le'isur achilo elo le'tumo mamish li'yosh tomei b'magon. If you touch them, you become tomei. And what's the result of such a tumo? You can't eat truma if you're a kohen. You can't eat kochim, and you can't enter the Beis HaMikdosh. Rashi gives you the French translation for all these words. Rashi tells you, it's similar to a tzvardeya. And therefore, the Mishnah in Taurus compares them, and often we have a suffix. Are you tomei? Because you're not sure. Do you touch a tzov or a tzvardeya? Anoko leto choymet in shomes. Posuk lamed aleph ei leat meim lochem bechol ha-shoretz kol ha-nuigei abohem b'moisom itmo ado-orev. All these eight shrotzim of the many shrotzim that there are, but not all shrotzim are mitame. For instance, if you touch a dead cockroach, you will not become tome. But if you touch one of these shrotzim, then you will become tome. You'll come tomei until nightfall. If you enter the mikvah by day, you'll become tohor by night. Posuk lamed bei dechoyl asher yipoyl olav mehem b'moisom itmo mikol kli eitz oy veged oy oir oy sok kol kli asher yoseh melacha bohem b'amayim yuvo v'tomei ado erev v'toher. And the following posuk lists the other items that could become tomei if one of these shrotzim fall on them. Only when they're dead. A live sheretz is not metame. Yitmo, mikol kli eitz, a kli, a vessel made out of wood, or beged, clothing made out of either, Chazal tell us, beged is always tzemel or pishtim, either wool or flax, or oir, a kli made out of leather, or sok, made out of burlap, that's the wool of a goat. Kol kli asher yo'osem melacha bohem, as long as it's a kli, a functioning kli, not a broken kli. A broken kli is not makabel tuma. A kli that you could use, then that becomes tomei. In order to be metaret, put it in a mikvah, it will become tomei until nightfall, and then it will become tohor. Says Rashi b'mayim yuva, but ve'af lachat tefila osoi, tomei hu letruma ado erev. It's still tomei regarding truma until nightfall. Ve'achar kach v'torev v'toher b'ha'arev shemesh, it will become tohor when the sun sets, namely when the stars come out, by nightfall. Rashi specifically says truma, because regarding Maiser Sheni, we know that a tvul yoim, a person that went to the mikvah and did not yet have Harif Shemesh, is allowed to eat Maiser Sheni. It's only regarding truma and kochim that he's still tomei until the night. Regarding kochim, there are certain cases where you have to bring our korban the next day, and then you have to wait till the next day. So Rashi was precise by picking truma. Then by harav shemesh makes you tohor. In pshat, you have to ignore the aliyah of shvi. We're continuing the halachos of tumas kelim, other types of kelim. Ve'chol kli cheres asher yipoil mehem el toichoy koil asher besoicho yitmo voisois ishboiru. A kli cheres, an earthenware kli, has different halachos. A kli cheres is only metame me aviroi, if the sheretz went into its airspace. If it touched it on the outside, it's not metame it. And when it went inside the airspace, even if it didn't touch it at all, the kli cheres is mekabel tuma. So on the one hand, it's more kal than other kelim, because it's not mekabel tuma megaboi. If the sheretz touched it on the outside, it's not mekabel tuma. On the other hand, it's more chomer. If it went in its airspace, even without touching it, the klicheres will become tomei as opposed to other kelim. Not only that, kol ha-shabesricho yitmo. If there's food or drink inside the klicheres, now that food or drink also is mekabel tomo. And this klicheres, there is no option of being metayeret v'oisoi sishboiru. There's nothing to do with it. Once it's tomei, it will be tomei forever. The only solution is to break it. Says Rashi, el toichoi ein klicheres mitame, as opposed to mitame. Mitame means become tomei itself. A klicheres cannot become tomei elo me'aviroi only from its airspace on the inside. Kol asher besoicho yitmo, a kli, choizor mitame, ma'asher be'aviroi. The klicheres now will be mitame, the contents of what's inside of it, food or drink, as we'll see. Voizoi zishboiru, lo meid she'enoi tahara be'mikvah. Klicheres cannot become tomei, cannot become tohor in a mikvah. We had a similar idea, although not for the same reason, but above in Parshas Tzav, regarding when you want a kasher kalim from the noiser that's in it. So we saw, im miklina choshes bushala, a metal type of kli, you could put it, you could kasher it in boiling water. But a klicheres, there's no way to kasher it, there's only way you have to break it. Posuk lamed dalet mikol ha'ochel asher yeyochel asher yavo yolov mayim yitmo v'chol mashkeh shoyish oseh b'chol keli yitmo. Although there's a very long Rashi on this posuk with a lot of drashos, first the posuk pshat. Posuk lamed dalet is explaining posuk lamed gimel. In posuk lamed gimel we said, if a sheretz falls onto klicheres, the klicheres becomes tomei, and any contents in the klicheres, kol asher besoichoi, is also yitmo. Pasuk lamed dalet is defining what is that kol asher besoichoi. What items in the klicheres become tomei? Says pasuk lamed dalet, two types of items. Item number one, mikol oichel asher yochel, a food item, but only if asher yovoi olav mayim yitmo. Food item, for instance, an apple, can only become tomei if it was previously wet in its detached life. Every apple becomes wet at some point while it's growing on the tree. It rains. We're talking about after it was detached and then it became wet. Even though presently it's dry, it's now susceptible to be mekabel tumo. That's item number one. Item number two, v'chol mashka, shoyishoseh. Any liquid that can be drunk found in the klicheres will also become tomei when its sheretz goes into the airspace of the klicheres. Says Rashi, mikol oichel asher yochel, musav al mikro el yoin, is coming to explain posuk lamed gimel. Kol asher besoicho yitmo. What is that? Kol asher besoicho yitmo. Mikol oichel asher yochel asher bo'u olav mayim, that it previously became wet. V'hu besoich klicheres hatomei yitmo. That's item number one. Item number two, v'chein kol mashke asher yishoseh b'chol kli, b'hu b'sirch klicheres atomei, also yitmo. That is the poshu pshat. Says Rashi, v'lomadnu mikan dvorim halbei. Many halachos are learned out of this posuk. Number one, lomadnu she'ein oichel mukshor u'metukon lekabel tumo. Food is not susceptible, is not able to be mekabel tumo, and she'ovoyu olav mayim pam achas, until they became wet at least once. Rashi will tell us later on in its detached life. Umishabo olav mayim pamachas, once it became wet, once, mekabel tumo la'olam, forever, va'afilu noguv. This is the concept called machshirin. There's a whole masechta, mshas, about this topic, maseches machshirin. Chiddush number two, says Rashi, that although we said that any food that became wet is able to be mekabel tumo, what is considered wet? Is it only from water? As the Pasuk says, Asher yovi olav mayim yitmo, says Rashi, no. V'ayayin v'ashemen, wine and oil, specifically olive oil. V'chol anikra mashke, there are other mashkim also that are going to this category. Machshir zroim letumo kemayim, are able to make food, able to be susceptible to be mekabel tumo. And how do you learn that of this Pasuk? The Pasuk says, Asher yovi olav mayim. How do I get yain and shemen and other mashkim? Shkach yesh lidroish hamikro. You could reread the posuk, put the commas in a different way. Not the poshup shat. Asher yovoi olov maim oikol mashke asher yishose bechol kli, touch the oichel, then yitma ha'oichel, the food will become tame after having becoming wet, not only from water, but from any mashke asher yishose. Joshua number 3, says Rashi. Void lomdu rabbeinu mikan, shein vlada tuma metame kelim. Vlada tuma is something that was mekabel tuma from the av hatuma. For instance, the shmoina shrotzim are av hatuma. And when they touch a kli, the kli becomes a vlad hatuma, the child of a tuma, otherwise known as rishain letuma. A vlad hatuma cannot be metame kelim. Kalim could only receive their tuma from an av hatuma. Where do we see that from this pasuk? Shekach shaninu, the Gemara tells us in Pesachim, yochol yihu kol hakelim mitamin me'aver kli cheres. You may have thought that just like pasuk lamed dalet told me, if there's food or drink in the kli cheres, they become tomei. How about if there's another kli in the kli cheres? Does that become tomei? Talmud lo yimar, our pasuk says no. Kula shel besoicho yitma only mikol ha'oichel v'chol mashke. We darshan oichle umashke mitame me'avir kli cheres. The word mitame means to become tomei. Only food and drink can become tomei from the airspace of a kli cheres. Ve'in kol kol ha'kelim mitame me'avir kli cheres. Kelim cannot become tomei from avir kli cheres. Why is that? Levisha sheretz is an avatumo. The kli cheres that became tomei from the sheretz is a vlada tuma, one level down. Therefore, it cannot be metame another kli, because that's the rule we learn out from here. Kelim cannot receive their tuma from a vlada tuma. Only oichlin umashkin can receive tuma from a vlada tuma. A fourth din. If a sheretz fell into the airspace of a tanur made out of earthenware, we're about to see that soon in the next pasuk, it's the same idea of a kli cheres. And there's bread in the oven. The sheretz did not touch the pas. It's in the airspace of the tanur. Hatanur rishon. The tanur will be a rishon l'tuma, one level down. Vapas shnia. The bread is two levels down. Shemi l'tuma. V'loy noymar, don't say, roin es atano kilu molei tuma ute apas tchila. One could have said that maybe the lomdis of the sheretz be metame in their airspace of a kli cheres means that we view it as the whole airspace of the kli cheres is filled with tuma. If that's the case, the tuma touched the pas directly, so the pas should be a rishoin, just like the kli. But that's not true. Because Shimato Imelkein, if you were to say that, then the previous din would not be true. You would not be able to exclude Kalim from becoming Tomei. Because according to this Lomdis, if we view it as if the Tumor fills up the airspace of the Klicheres, so that means the Tumor touched the inner Kli also. Must be that that's not the way it's working. Avi klicheres is metame de klicheres. The klicheres is a rishon, and then the klicheres is metame the bread or the food inside of it, not directly from the sheretz. And a fifth din, lomadnu oid al bias main. This din that we saw, that in order for food to become tame, it has to have become wet. Sheino machsheres roim eloim kein noflu alei mishenit leshu. It only causes it to be susceptible to a makabel tumo after it was detached, because she'ima to'imel mekablim hechshar b'mechubor, if it is mekabel tuma, if it became wet while it was connected to the tree or to the ground, ein l'choshalei bo all of mine. Everything that grows at some point became wet. Umau o'imer asher yovoi all of mine. What is the pasuk telling me? Only food that became wet. All food became wet. This teaches me that it has to have become wet only mishenit l'shu, after it was detached. And the sixth and last din for this Rashi, v'lomadnu oid shein oichel metame acherim elohim ken yesh boi kabeitzo. Another halacha we learn out over here, that food cannot be metame others, cannot transfer the tumor on unless the food is the size of an egg. How do we learn it out? Shenemar asher ye'ochel. The pasuk says mikol ha'oichel asher ye'ochel. Those two words, asher ye'ochel, seem to be extra. It could have said, mikol ha'ochel asher yovel of mine. What is asher ye'ochel coming to tell me? Oichel ha'ne'echal b'vas achas, food that could be eaten in one swallow. V'shiyeru chachomim, ein beis ha'bli ha'machzik yoysel mi'beis ha'stan ha'goylis. Your average beis ha'bliya, where you swallow your food, cannot contain more than the size of an egg of a chicken. And that's the asher ye'ochel, meaning for itself, it could be mikabel tuma, even less than a kabeitza. But to transfer the tuma on to something else, it has to be at least a kabeitza. Because it does say mikol ho'ichel. That's marbe any food. Even less than a kabeitza is mikabel tuma. But to transfer it on, it has to be asher ye'ochel, the size of a kabeitza. So to sum up the Rashi, what did we see over here? The Poshup Shad is, Poshup Lamed Dalet is explaining Poshup Lamed Gimel. What is that? Kol asher b'soicho yitmo, it's food and drink. And Rashi told us six halachos. Number one, the food is only mekabel tumo if it's asher yovei olav maim. Number two, not only maim, but also yain v'shemen. We darshen it from asher yovei olav maim v'chol mashke asher yishose. Halacha number three, that kalim can only be mekabel tumo from an avatumo, not from a vlada tumo, because the pasuk says only oichlin mashkin. In the klicheres are mekabel tumah, not kalim. Halacha number four, that when the sheretz fell into the aviratanu, the pas, the food is not a rishon, rather it's a sheni, because the tumah goes through the kli to the pas, not directly to the pas. Halacha number five, this din that water is machshel mekabel tumah is only after it's after the food is detached, not while it's connected to the tree or to the ground. And halacha number six, food could only metame others if it's the size of a kabeitza. For itself, it's mekabel tumah less than a kabeitza. To transfer on, it has to be at least a kabeitza. Posuk lamed hei vechoil asher yipoil miniv lasam olav yitmo tanu vechiraim yutotz tmeim heim utmeim yihiyu lochem. And Posuk Lamed Hei tells us more items, more types of kelim, that if the Shmoina Shrotzim fall into the airspace, they will become Tomei, Tanu v'kiraim, different types of ovens, that their entrance is from the top, and if a Sheretz fell into them, you have to break them, like any other Kli Cheres, because they're Tomei, there's no way to be Metayer them. Rashi learns we're talking about a Tanu v'kiraim, a portable type of oven. Tmeim heim utmeim yulochem. If you choose not to break it, you want to keep it tomei, there's no isser in that. There's no chiyuv to break it. You just know that it's tomei, and anything you cook or bake in there will become tomei. Says Rashi, Tanu v'kirayim, kelim ha-metaltelim heim. Rashi learns they're portable. V'heim shel cheres. V'yesh lem toich, they have an inside. V'shoifes al nekev ha-chalal esakdeiro. Shoifes means to place a pot on top, that's called shoifes. U'shneyem piem lemalo. Whether a tanu, whether kiraim, the hole is on top. The difference is a tanu has one hole on top, and a kiraim has two holes on top to put two pots. Sounds like, according to Rashi, that if this tanu v'kiraim are mechuba l'kalka, it will not be mekabel tumah. That's a Rashi lutz. Yutotz. Klicheres, there is no way to be mitarit in a mikvah. But utmeim yulochem, shalom toimal mitzava nilenatzom. I'm not telling you that you must break them. Tamaloy mal utmeim yulochem im rotzel kaima betumoson rashai. If you want to keep them around, just keep track that they're tomei, you're allowed to do that. It should be pointed out that the Ramban argues on Rashi, and he holds that tanu v'kiraim, even though they're mechuba l'kalka, they will be mekabel tumah. Another machloik is the Ramban argues on Rashi, and what Rashi said previously, that if an oichel does not have a kazais, does not have a kabeitza, it's mekabel tumah, but it cannot move on the tumah. The Ramban says no, an oichel less than a kabeitza cannot be mekabel tumah either. Posuk lamed vav ach ma'ayon uvoil mikvei mayim yehiye tohoir v'negeh b'nivlasom yitmo. A ma'ayon, a spring, natural water that comes out from the ground, and a boir, a water cistern, that you collected rainwater, yehiye tohoir. Any water that's in the ground, mechuba l'kalka, cannot be mekabel tumah. And It could be mitaher others that come to go into the mikvah or the ma'ayon. But v'negeh b'nivlosom yitmo. If you have a person in the ma'ayon and he's touching an avela, such a person will not be become tohor. Says Rashi, ach ma'ayon aboil mikveh ma'im ha'mechuborim la'karka ein mekavlim tumo. Ve'oid yesh l'chol ilmoid yihiyeh tohor ha'toy v'albohem mitum osoy. So the word yihiyeh tohor is referring also to the ma'ayon aboil and also to the person that's going inside of them. He was tomei and he is now tohor. But if the ma'ayon boil could be metame atome, make him tohor, surely it should save him from becoming tome by touching this, even though he's touching the nevela. No. So long as you're touching the nevela, even though you're in the ma'ayon boil, you are still tomei. Posek lamed zayin v'chi poil minivlosom al kol zera zirua asher yizorea tohoir hu. If the above mentioned nevelois, either a dead animal or a dead sheret, fall on seeds, anything that's planted, any food item, and it did not become wet in its detached life, tohoir hu, it's not mekabel tuma until it becomes wet. Says Rashi, Zera Zerua, Zrio shel minei zar oinim, Zerua shem dovaru. It's a noun. Kmoi vaitnu, vaitnu lono mena zeroim. Toiru melimedcho akosuv shel yukshar venitkan likrois oicha lekabel tumo, ad sheyavoyu all of mine. Any food item, it does not have a status of food regarding to bekabel tumo unless it got wet in its detached life. Posuk lamed ches v'chiyutan mayim al zera v'nofal minivlosom olov tomeyuhu lochem. But if water had previously fell on this zera, on this food, even though now it's dry, but once it became huchshar lekabel tuma, that's it, it keeps that status forever. And then v'nofal minivlosom olov, either the nevela of a behema or the nevela of a sheretz, tomeyuhu lochem, tomeyuhu lochem, it will become tomey. Says Rashi, Yuchyotan Mayim al Zera le'achal shenitlash, after it was detached. Shim Toimar Yasher Shal b'mechubo, while it's attached, Ein l'cho Zera shal huchshar. Anything that grows at some point became wet. Mayim, so the Pasuk wouldn't tell me if it got wet, everything became wet. Mayim al Zera, Bein Mayim, Bein Shal Mashkim. Not only water, anything that's considered a mashke, we had before, Yain, and Shemen, and others. Whether they fell on the food, or the food fell into them, makes no difference. Even though it says, the Teras Koyanim Darshans, who had in the reverse, if the Zera fell into the mine. Even after the water was dry, it has to have a shame of food. Once it got that status, that it was called a food, it became wet, it can never be uprooted, even after it's dried. Posuk lametes v'chiyomus mina behemo asher ilochem le'ochlo hanegi'a b'nivloso yitmo ado orev. Above in Posuk Chovov Chov Zayin, we spoke about an avela of a behema tmeya, a behema that we may not eat. What about a behema tohoro? V'chiyomus mina behemo, if any one of the animals that you're allowed to eat, a cow, a sheep, a goat, a deer, an ibex, a gazelle, a giraffe, etc., that also is metame if you touched it when it died, not shechted. Hanugia beniv loso yitmo ado orev will become tomei till nightfall, as long as you went to the mikvah before. Says Rashi, beniv loso. It's coming to exclude v'loi ba'atzomois v'gidin. Not if you touch its bones or its sinews. V'loi ba'konayim v'tlofayim. Not if you touch its horns or its hooves. V'loi ba'oir. Not its hide. Only if you touched the flesh itself. Or similar to Rashi brought above regarding the Isra Achila of a nevela. Sorry, not a nevela, of the non-kosher animals above in Posuk Ches. Also, there is no lav on Atzamois Gidim Kanaim and Tlofai. Posuk Mem Vehoi Chel Minivloso Yechabeiz Begodov Vatomi Ado Orev Vehanoiseet Nivloso If we translate the Pasuk literally, the Pasuk is telling us, if a person eats from an avela of a behema tohoiro, even without touching it and without carrying it, for instance, somebody stuffs it down his throat, such a person also becomes tomei, so much so, his clothing also become tomei until the evening. But Rashi will tell us that's not what it means. A person who carries an avela of a behema tohoiro, he becomes even more tomei than simply touching it. He has to wash his clothing in a mikvah also, as we saw above, by an avela of a behema tmeya. And his clothing will become tomei until nightfall. Rashi starts from the second half of the pasuk, the simpler part. As we saw above. If a person carries an avela, even without touching it, his clothing also become tamei. On negia, it doesn't say that you wash your clothing. By masa, it does. Again, yechabes begodov doesn't mean to wash in a washing machine with detergent. It means to go in put it in the mikvah. Literally translated, if you ate an avela, you may have thought that eating a nevela is metamayu, it's not true. But kesehu oyman a benevelas oif tohoir. Later on in Parshas Emor, we're going to see that only if a person eats a nevela of a kosher bird, is that metame by eating it. The pasuk says nevelo treifa lo yuchal tom obo. That's what we darshin, that if you eat a nevelas oif tohoir, you become tome by eating it. And we darshin bo. Only an avela soif tohoir is metame begodim when you eat it. If you didn't carry it, which normally you'll end up carrying it if you're eating it, because you're going to have to bring it from your hand to your mouth. But kigoin, if your friend stuffed it down your throat, it will not be metame you. So how do you read this pasuk? It's not true. And for Rashi, liten shiu lenoisei ulenegea kedei achilo hu kazais. What the beginning of this pasuk is telling you, that tumas mago and tumas maso of an avela has a minimum shear. You have to have touched or carried at least a kazais of the avela. Kazais is all over referred to as a shear achilo. Eating is defined by the shear of a kazais. So what Pasuk Mem is telling you, the Tumas Mago and Tumas Maso that we're talking about is only if it's a Oichel Minivloso, a Shir Kazais. That's why it's in the middle of Tumas Mago of Pasuk Lamed Tes and Tumas Maso at the end of Pasuk Mem. Ve'tomei ado erev, afal pishe toval tzorich harev shemesh. Even if he went to the mikvah, he's still not completely tor until the sun goes down and the stars come out, nightfall. Adkan, the eighth topic of Parsha Shmini, telling us about Tumas Nevela and Tumas Shmoina Shrotzi. Lo yizochisi lahovin, I don't understand why HaKadosh Baruch Hu connected the first part to the Isuri Achila, and he also ended it, connecting it with Isuri Achila. Posuk Chov Dalet starts in the middle of a parasha, and Posuk Mem Aleph also starts in the middle of a parasha. And in the middle of the topic of Tumas Nevela, Tumas Shrotzim, it's divided with two Parshiyos. I don't know why. And why is the Shmoina Shrotzim separating the two types of Behema, Behema Tmei and Behema Toiro? I don't know.